ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् द्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। Okay, so we are doing chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. I mean, chapter 6, my apologies. And this is about the meditation. So Hinduism is the only one religion, to my knowledge, where we are told what to do, and then step by step by step, we are taught how to do it. So for example, if I tell you don't lie, never lie, truthfulness is the best thing in life, but I never teach you how to, as a parent, I don't teach my children how to, if anything, I set wrong examples by, you know, lying myself once in a while. So I'm sending a message to my child that it's okay to lie once in a while, you know, like that. So instead of that, Bhagavad Gita and all the scriptures are designed in such a way that whatever we are told to do, that okay, this is the way, this is how you will reach the Paramatma, you know, you want to be one with the divine, then go on this path. But then it gives you all the options. It says you can do Karma Yoga, you can do Bhakti Yoga, you can do Jnana Yoga, you can do Hatha Yoga, or you know, Yogasana and all that. So, and then even there, okay, if I'm following Jnana Yoga, Jnana Marga, what am I supposed to do? Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. It tells us very clearly what to do, how to do. How to do shravanam, very clearly it gives me instructions. Mananam, this is how you do mananam, nididhyasanam. So now this chapter 6 is about bhakti yoga. I mean, meditation, practice of meditation is part of all the yogas actually, but more so of the hatha yoga and the pranayam and those traditions. So Shri Krishna is offering step by step by step, including the physical setup, how to set up your room, and you have already seen all of that. And why should we do? Because our mind is our best friend and our mind is our worst enemy, he explains in this same chapter. And then he says, Uttarat Atmanatmanam, this is number 5. Atmanam avasadayet, Atmayva hyatmano bandhu, Atmayva ripu atmanaha. worst enemy is your own mind, best friend is your own mind. Which way do you want to use? And then it shows the tricks of how to make your mind your best friend. One of the trick is meditation. So, because since God or your consciousness is beyond our intellect, even none of the equipment that we have on this earth are going to take me there. I can use my mind to understand the Vedanta. I can use my intellect to understand it, argue, even practice. I can convince my mind to practice everything. But the real experience of being one with the consciousness, pure consciousness, none of these equipments are useful. The example is in the Olympics games, every 4 years when there are regular Summer Olympics. There is an event called pole vault. Pole vault is where there is like a 15-foot long bamboo pole, and this one guy, you know, runs with it. He's holding at this other end of it, and then he goes all the way to the barrier which he has to cross over. And as soon as he's there, he lifts himself up, and as soon as he's over that little rope or barrier, he drops the pole. The pole will not go with him on the other side, otherwise he will fall, he will not win. So our mind, our spiritual sadhana is like the pole vaulter who runs with that pole in his hand, which is your mind, is your pole. You use it all the way to the last point where you have to place that other end and then lift yourself all the way so you can jump over the barrier or hurdle without taking the pole with you. That's exactly what will happen to mind. We'll use the mind, use the mind, use the mind until we are ready to cross over to the moksha or nirvana. At that point, make sure you drop the pole, which is even the mind has to go. In our scriptures, they say that you have to let go of the guru also at that point. Once you are realized or ready to realize, none of that will help because it's all on this earth. Anything that's on this earth, which is part of my equipments, my mind, my intellect, my body, my everything is sense organs. None of them will help me cross that last barrier. For that, it's nothing but deep meditation. In that meditative moment, I will be merged with the universality. I will merge with my creator. I will merge with that pure consciousness. And that is called Jivan Mukta people or Samadhi or Nirvana or whatever words you put the Buddhahood, whatever words you want to use, is the experience that is beyond the mind, beyond the intellect, beyond everything. And therefore, those who are just keep studying, they're scholars, they teach in universities, Advaita Vedanta, after 30 years also, they are restless. They don't have peace of mind. They have not taken advantage of that knowledge. It's like you have the best recipe for pav bhaji, but you don't go out and buy the ingredients, don't turn on your stove, and don't even bring out the pot to make the pav bhaji. How are you going to enjoy it? Just the recipe will not help. Similarly, meditation is the only place where you will meet the creator or meet the Buddha or meet whatever highest reality you are seeking for. And therefore, there is a huge emphasis on meditation. So Lord Krishna himself is teaching us, our job is as spiritual sadhaks, we should sit every day for 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or I know however busy life will get, find out those 5 or 10 minutes, then you can increase it to 20, 50, 1 hour, 2 hours, as long as you can sit. That deep experience, and as Ramana Maharshiji says, amani, amani avastha means you get rid of the mind. Mind doesn't exist anymore. Then only we will meet with the experience of realization. So now Krishna is so compassionate. Our Gurudev is so compassionate. Everyone is so kind in Hinduism. They teach us how to do it step by step by steps. So what did he say? Number 10, it says, Yogi Yunjita Satatam Atmanam Rasisthita. He always stays in his self itself, the individual self. एकाकी चित्तात्मा निराशीर अपरिग्रह एंड ही डजंट डिपेंड ऑन एनीवन और एनीथिंग. ही व्हेन आई से ही आई मीन शी आल्सो. दिस इंडिविजुअल डज नॉट डिपेंड ऑन द पीपल अराउंड देम और सर्कमस्टेंसेस टू चेंज देन आई विल बी हैप्पी. और व्हेन आई विन अ $1 million इन द लॉटरी आई विल बी हैप्पी. That's not their strategy. Their strategy is to go in their meditation, to not depend on anyone or anything to give you happiness. So now, 11 onwards, Sri Krishna is teaching us how to meditate. How to meditate? Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiram asanamatmanah. First of all, select a corner of your house or a room where there will be least disturbance. And then place yourself there. How will you sit? Sthiram, with a steady body. Asanam, that asana has to be prepared first. And what kind of seat will you choose? Natyuchitam, natinicham. Not too high, so you have trouble climbing up there. And if you doze off during meditation, you will fall and break your bones. So don't make it too high. But not too low either, because we won't be able to get up, you know, as fast as we want to, especially this for people like me who cannot sit on the floor. Then Chailajina Kushottaram, then bring that kusha grass and create a seat with it. This is now for people who lived in those days, not for us, because every day where are we going to find a bundle of grass and lay it there, you know? This is the dry sugar kush grass. So first lay a layer of that and then put something on top of it. What do you put on top of it? One little cloth on it. And then so something like that he has given the instructions. Chailajina Kushottaram. And then spread the paper, you know, like tiger skin or whatever they use. And nowadays I see there is a tiger skin available on Amazon, not the real, but that fake one. And I would just stay away from all that. Some people have seen literally buying it and sitting on it and meditating. There is no need to spend money like that. Just create a seat for yourself. Sit on that, whatever, that cushion or whatever you have at home. But the secret is same place, same time every day. Even if it's for 2 minutes, you go and sit there. And that's it, 2 minutes. Sit there, close your eyes, try to meditate because you are in a hurry. But eventually your mind will get so much used to that spot and that seat that as soon as you sit, it will start meditating by itself. So these are like physical cues we are giving to our mind. So yes, create a spot in your house where you will sit regularly, daily, daily, without fail. And then what would you do there? Tatraikakram mana krutva. Now bring your mind together. Mind is running here and there. Oh, I have a guest coming on next Saturday. I still have to make the menu. Oh my God, I still have to buy food. None of that. Once you enter that room, you drop your role as a mother, as a son, as a husband, as a father. You are no one. You are the soul who is seeking for the oneness with the Paramatman. So at that point, that's what they say, that when you are meditating, you are not a woman or a man or a father or a son. It's the soul seeking oneness with the Supreme Divine. So make your mind ekagra, make it focused. Single pointed. Tatraikagram manah kritva. That's number 12. Yata chittendriya akriyaha. And none of the indriyas are active. Just make them dormant. Upavishyasane yujyat yogamatma vishuddhaye. You sit there and do your meditation for your atma's vishuddhi, for the purity of the mind. So use your mind. Yeah, purity of the mind. So now today we are going to do the next instruction. Okay, you created a seat, you have a spot in your house, you have a corner of the room, maybe in front of your deity's mandir, So sit there. Create a comfortable asana. If you cannot sit on the floor, of course, sit on the chair. But even there, make it it's comfortable, not like a hard metal chair like this one. Make it comfortable. Put some cushions, pillows. Be comfortable when you sit. And then, with focused mind, this is the next thing Sri Krishna is instructing us. So let's chant it, lead and follow. Samam kaya shiro grivam.
Kaya shiro
Dharayan achalam
grivam. Dharayan
stiraha. Samprekshanasikagram
achalam stiraha. Samprekshanasikagram
Dishaschanavalokayan.
swam.
Together.
Samam
Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayan achalam stiraha samprekshanasikagram swam. So the meaning is number 13. It's here in Bhagavad Gita book by Swami Chinmayananji Maharaj. He says, let him firmly hold his body. The first instruction after you sit down, then you have done everything in the kitchen, you have done everything wherever you needed to do, you already had your coffee. So none of the desires to do anything should come. And at that time, how to behave? Firmly hold the body. Means sit comfortably, do a little mental massage to the body so that your body will cooperate and calm down. And then head, neck, and back in straight, erect position. You are not leaning on the chair where you are sitting for meditation or on the wall near which you are sitting on the floor. So, achalam sthiraha. Dharayam achalam sthiraha means the body has to be very still. Achalam means still, means without any movement, disturbance. And sthiraha is steady. Now, does it mean it is a stiff body? No, it has to be fully relaxed body. He's not saying, Krishna is not saying make it stiff, you know, tight and sit tight. You know, no, we are not sitting tight. The body is fairly relaxed, only it is very still, very calm, and very steady. What is the next instruction? Samprekshanasikagram swam. Gaze at the tip of the nose. Nasikagram is the tip of the nose. You gaze at the tip of the nose, your own nose, not anybody else's nose. Dishacha avalokayan. And so, without looking around. Dishacha avalokan means to see, notice, observe. Without observing anything, just focus on your tip of your nose. So now, is he saying that you keep your eyes half open and keep looking at your nose tip? No, because a lot of people have lost their balance, you know, they started having headaches when they tried it. He's not asking us to keep our eyes half open and keep looking at the tip of the nose. The real meaning of that instruction is that with half tip of the nose is, you know, like the direction. Fix your attention over there in that area instead of opening your eyes and trying to bring your eyeballs together to the corner of this eyes. Just keep your focus on that mentally. So the meditator, while meditating, should have his attention though turn towards the tip of his, as if, you know, looking at the. So now you are not looking around. That is the second instruction. What is the second instruction he's giving? Vishayashchavalokayan. Don't. Dishayashcha, I'm sorry. Dishayashchavalokanam. Don't look here and there. So this concentration may not be dissipated, because if we look here and there and I see my that photo on my wall is a little bit crooked, then suddenly my mind will go there. Your mind will go wherever you focus. The rule of the psychology is mind travels to wherever you focus. So if I'm looking around, instead of focusing on my meditation practice, my mind will catch something else out there. So don't look around here and there. Just concentration so that you don't dissipate your energy and it will not wander around in different directions, right? So what is the connection between our gaze and our steadiness? Have you seen people who are like nonstop, constantly looking, just looking, looking, looking here and there? And we feel suspicious of them when we meet someone on the street. Let's say it's getting dark and you meet someone, you don't know if it's a homeless person or if it's someone serious like me who is taking an evening walk. You don't know. But when their eyes are not steady, you start suspecting them to be criminals or someone who is like dubious, you know, person. So that is the connection between your gaze and your state of mind. When you are like not able to fix your gaze, then your mind is very upset, very unhealthy, very like running here and there, under not you're under control. So in undecisive people, they always have their gaze, you know, focusing here and there. So they're unsteady in their determination. They don't even know what they came out here to do. They are just, so it's like a ship without a rudder, you know, it has no direction. It will go whichever the wind takes it. And that's how these people behave. So that's why he's saying very clearly that your focus should be not wandering eyes, not wandering gaze, and do not allow the body to rock. When you focus, when you steady your gaze, you will not focus in. I mean, rocking your body. A lot of people, when they sit in meditation, unknowingly they gaze, you know, they start rocking their body. So when the body is consciously held motionless, achalam, and firmly seated, sthir, in this manner as it is described here, then the reverse influence takes place. The mind becomes very sharp, and then with the still body, it grows calm and quiet. So that's why this instruction was given. So now, generally, what do we do? We are like, I'm reading a book, but then my TV is on. I'm glancing at the TV also once in a while, checking on the latest news. I'm also, my ears are tuned to the kitchen where I have kept a pressure cooker, you know, and I'm listening to the whistles. Okay, three whistles, four whistles. So which means mind is used to run everywhere. You know, they call it multitasking, but for spiritual sadhak, there is no such thing as a multitasking. Just focus, focus and focus. And steadiness of the body will bring that focus faster than if you are walking around and still trying to meditate. That's why we are not allowed to meditate when we are driving or because our focus has to be on the road, you know. So dishas chava lokayan means without allowing your attention to wander and get scattered hither and thither, you know, in variety of directions. The focus has to be there. And when you have concentrated attention, you will attain that meditation very fast. So perfect control over body, he's saying, control over body, senses and mind. Then direct the mind to think of God and God alone with no other thought disturbing, no other thought of I have to pick up my child at 3, but I have a doctor's appointment at 2. I hope my appointment gets done soon so I can be there on time. None of that. Make arrange for someone else to pick up the child. As soon as you enter the room for meditation, you are not a mother, you are not a son, you are not a husband, you are not a child, daughter, just nothing, none of that. You are a soul. So you have no other thought. Focus on God and God alone. And no other thought should disturb us, you know. As though gazing steadily in the direction of the tip of the nose. That's how we sit. And then contemplate upon the Lord. So, my suggestion is first just try to practice focus and concentration. And how do we do that? This phone, iPhone, and stuff has really made the whole generation, including all the old people like us also, totally scattered brain. Our brain is so scattered. So the chitta is so fidgety, you know. And anytime even like on WhatsApp, if you put the notification on, my God, you will be checking every minute, every second, I would say. I have seen people, the minute it goes ding, you know, they quickly see who sent me a message. What is the big deal? You can check the message once in a day. Let's say 4 to 4:30 in the evening, just give it to WhatsApp and check every message during, but never ever going to, unless if you're part of some group where you need to stay in touch with each other. So then do that. Check only those quickly and then put it away. So our generations that are right now, the young children with the age of 2 to all the way through university students, no one has concentration or focus anymore. And so they are not going to live a normal life when they're in real life. After 10 years, you will see such devastating effect of lack of focus. And Swami Sarvapriyananda ji says to the point that the greatest disease of today is not the heart disease or diabetes, it's the lack of concentration, lack of focus. The whole community, the whole people, everyone has lost their focus. So the more we work on these instructions, the easier life will get. Even in real life, you don't have to just think of spirituality all the time. Anything that you do needs focus. Even cooking, you know, I cannot put salt twice, you know, thinking that, oh, I forgot to put salt and I put one more time. I have done it in the past for a group of 50 people. I was cooking for a music concert. I took my food, my dal, to Chinmaya Mission, and I suddenly, I don't think I put salt. So, oh, I was going to add some sugar, and instead of checking which one I was, they both looked same. In Chinmaya Mission cabinet, I pulled out the salt and put tons of salt again. That dinner, no one could eat my dal that day. So when you do it that way without focus, this is what happens. So even in regular worldly life, we need focus, especially for our meditation. Okay, so hopefully we will practice this. Have faith in Guru, have faith in Krishna. Sri Krishna will make it happen. All of us will become the best meditators ever in the whole universe. So let's focus on the instructions and practice them. With that, I want to conclude. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. A very happy Mahashivratri to all. Thank you for coming. Hari Om.